Well, look, I think people were looking for a new way, as it were, but not in the way that former Prime Minister Rudd thought. They were looking for a return to competent government. And I think one of the real concerns with the Labor-Green independent minority government was it was a chaotic government and was sapping the confidence of the Australian people.
The coalition was a pretty effective coalition, but governing, of course, is a very different kettle of fish. What will be first on your agenda?
Well, certainly at a local level, the ongoing work on the Pacific Highway. I think that was a major factor in the election. The coalition's $5.6 billion commitment and the return to the 80-20 funding arrangement, which would ensure that the road would be completed some 7 years sooner than under Labor. I think that was a big factor in people's minds. People are sick of the argument between state and federal government. They wanted a team that could get on with the job. And working with our state colleagues, the coalition is certainly well placed to do that with that funding commitment.
Over the longer term, what will you be fighting for over the next 3 years? What will you be fighting for your electorate, as well as the Pacific Highway? What other projects do you have in mind?
Look, the other key project I have in mind is I would like to see another major government department locate to Coffs Harbour. We had great success when we were in our last term of government, which is a long time ago now, but we managed to expand the existing small Centrelink call centre. That facility now employs over 400 people. That is a massive economic driver and creates many opportunities for employment, permanent employment in Coffs for people not only within the city of Coffs, but many people come from the surrounding areas to that facility to expand that to perhaps a different department. I would like to see a department such as the Taxation Office where there would be the opportunity for people with skills in law or accounting to join the public service. And I think that would be an excellent fillip to our job market. It would certainly, I think, create benefits not only for our local area, but the large labour force that we have here, I think, will bring a great benefit to the public service if we could achieve that. That's something you need to do from government. It's difficult to speculate on from opposition, but that will be something I'll be working on.
There's been concern about the future of certain regional development Australia projects. What projects in your seat of Cowper might potentially be in danger?
Well, look, what we will be doing going forward is those projects that are the subject of signed contracts, we will honour those contracts. There's no doubt about that. Those projects that are the subject of anything less than that are basically election promises by the former government. We'll be looking at those and making decisions on a case-by-case basis. You must remember that they're funded by the mining tax, and the mining tax is a tax that hasn't generated the revenue that the government believed it would. So we'll be having a long, hard look at that, but, there's positions as I've outlined.
What are some of those projects that are not yet signed that could potentially be in danger?
Well, look, from opposition, I'm not in a position to be aware of the status of each and every project, and I'm not going to speculate on that at this point in time. But what I will say is we've got a very strong program in our Stronger Regions program that Deputy Prime Minister Truss announced in the election campaign. That will be a source of funds into the future. We're committed to building infrastructure, particularly the Pacific Highway. We've got $300 million for a timber bridges program. We've got a lot of good things in the pipeline for regional Australia, but we won't be guaranteeing Labor election promises.